This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen along with Doug Vermeeren, who joins us this week from a kind of a think tank, if you will. I have long extolled the value and virtue of the phrase, thoughts are things. How many times have those of you who've listened to me over the years, to whatever radio program it may be that I'm doing, I have said consistently, what you think is what becomes reality. So how you, if it's control that you're looking for, understanding, whatever it is, but in Doug Vermeeren, we have somebody who I think understands the phrase to the point where he's producing a new movie called How Thoughts Become Things. It's pretty creative. Doug Vermeeren has put a number of people together who are working on this film. I guess, Doug, is the film completed, or are you still working on it?
It actually has even been released. So we rushed it through just to get our last final details done. We kind of felt with what's going on with the COVID virus and then everything else in the world right now, we could all use a little help with our thoughts. So we did kind of hustle a little bit to get it right out the door to get it available to everybody.
So people understand who you are if they recognize the name. Doug Vermeeren has done 400 of the world's, I thought this was pretty interesting, excuse me, interviews of the world's top achievers. You have produced 3 of the top 10 personal development movies, The Opus, The Gratitude Experiment, and The Treasure Map. So how does going to this next step, How Thoughts Become Things, dovetail into what you've done already, Doug?
Thoughts are the foundation of everything. And if you think about it, even where we come from in terms of our programming and the things that we're equipped as we sort of arrive, our thoughts really are the foundation. And, you know, we had a lot of fun making the other films. Certainly there's no doubt value in things like gratitude and so forth. But if we can't really get control of our thoughts, it's really hard to get to some of those secondary level things, right? Like we can't experience gratitude unless we first of all really kind of recognize what we're thinking. And, you know, I think right now, especially with what's going on with COVID, a lot of people are kind of stuck in fear, doubt, discouragement. Some people are even in despair. So it's a very timely topic as well.
As we think about what we can do to tune ourselves up, because I'm sure that's what this deals with. I haven't seen it yet, but I look forward to being able to see this sort of thing. I like these specialty films. I'm one of these people that loves to go to the movies. I find I learn, if I go to an entertaining movie, I even learn some things. But going to a movie that doesn't preach, but tells a story, I'm going to maybe step on a limb here a little bit. Some of the movies that have become somewhat popular, they call them God flicks, that get released into public theaters, you know, in a way that makes you think that they're a big box office. You know, it's a big movie, and they've been produced by some pretty big houses, but they bludgeon you with their message about God. I want to know what the story is, but I don't want to be hit over the head with it.
There's a time to go to Sunday school, and then there's a time to really kind of dive into, you know, something that's going to be more entertainment driven and also maybe even more value that from a secular point of view, things that are going to open possibilities for your day-to-day results and living. Not to say that the God films can't do that, but sometimes they come off, from what I've, you know, kind of experienced, a little bit as Pollyanna-ish, and sometimes they're a little bit too pristine to apply to real life, right? So I totally get what you're saying. We try to be very practical with this, but we've also been very realistic to recognize that even when thoughts become things, like you've heard it said that, hey, you've got to think positive all the time, and you've always got to be thinking positive. Well, it's just not possible. As humans, we have ups and downs, and so we wanted to be very realistic with that so that people who are experiencing difficulties with thoughts can feel like there's hope for them, right? Like it's okay to have bad thoughts, and there's a reason for it. And to be quite frank, sometimes those thoughts are very productive and certainly very protective, and so we need to keep ourselves safe, which means, you know, we got to acknowledge that those things are real.
The idea of thoughts being things, this movie is entitled How Thoughts Become Things. So you take the thoughts and the things out. There are two other words there, how and become, which may be the highlights, or if we read between the lines, why not just call the movie Thoughts or Things?
You know what, I think you've highlighted what I think the two most important words are. It's not the thoughts and the things. The truth is like I said, we all have thoughts as humans. We have ups, we have downs, we have thoughts we can't control, things that come in our mind based on all the things that we allow to influence us, everything from TV to social media, you name it. And then things, really our thoughts kind of, it's a bit of a misleading thing because our thoughts don't really become things. A lot of the things that we want already exist. Like say, for example, you want a brand new Ferrari. It already exists. Your thoughts are not going to create that, so to speak. But the how and the become. So how are you controlling your thoughts? How are you finding the thoughts that are most empowering to you? And then lastly, what are you becoming so that those things that you want can flow into your life, that they can manifest, and also you can maintain them? I kind of like what Jim Rohn said a number of years ago. He said that if a person wins the lottery, they need to learn to become a millionaire very fast if they want to keep it. Right. And I think that's a big concern a lot of people have is, yeah, these thoughts we have and these things are there, but what do we need to become so that we can sustain the things that we really, really want? Whether it's a good relationship, whether it's to have the financial income that we want, whatever it is, you fill in the blank. But there's a certain level of things that we need to become. And there's a little saying that we have in the seminars that I teach. It's that you need to expand who you are before you can expand what you have, right? And so this film has a lot to do with that premise as well.
Expand who you are. Repeat that, will you please? Expand who you are.
Yeah, you need to expand who you are before you can expand what you have.
Before you can, I'm just writing this down. Before you can expand what you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. I get into these. I have a lot of friends who help me a lot, and some of them show up on my radio programs because they are important in my life, and therefore I share them with others. One of those people is Uri Geller. I don't know if you know who Uri is.
I do.
He and I are great friends, and that's something that came right from his playbook. Expand who you are, and later on this program, I'm going to ask him about that. I'm going to put those words in his ear, and I'll give you credit for them, and I'll send him to your movie.
Tell him to reach out. Maybe we'll get him in one of our upcoming projects. I'm a big fan of his work. So.
All right, I'm sure he would love that. Yeah, he loves being involved in stuff like that for sure. Yeah, I'll put the two of you together.
Cool.
All right, we'll pause for a second, and then I want to get back into some of the people that helped you put this together, because it's not something, this is a big project, you can't do it by yourself. Doug Vermeeren, a filmmaker with a new film about how thoughts become things. In fact, that's what it's called, How Thoughts Become Things. The idea of thinking about your health and well-being, let me put this idea into your head and see if it doesn't bring you to some kind of action. Thoughts. My thought is that vitamin D is very important to keep your health and well-being. It's become much more so with a focus on the virus. So that's my thought. And how have I managed to put it into action? Well, I've been on vitamin D supplements for a long time, since one of my most trusted doctors said I didn't have enough. Vitamin D deficiency will give you an increased risk of not only problems with the virus, but depression, cancer, diabetes, obesity. And we all know that weight is a big factor, diabetes is a big factor in the COVID virus. So what's my solution? What do I do? Where do I go? Vitamin D from Advanced Vitamin D, that's the product called Advanced Vitamin D. Purity Products makes it. Advanced D is doctor formulated, 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus lots of immune supporting cofactors like magnesium and selenium and potassium, not petroleum. It has zinc and boron, all kinds of things in this. So for $19.95, you get a 1 month supply of Purity's best selling Advanced D. You can go online to purityd.com, purityd.com, where you get the product. And also, as an additional, sort of like as the announcer says, but wait, there's more. Well, there is. For $19.95, you not only get the Purity Advanced D formula, but You also get a bottle of their, they have a fabulous ultra pure fish product that you get without cost and free shipping too. But you got to use the website, go online to purityd.com and order that way. Purityd.com. Lots of muscle support, bone support, and the things that will just keep you well tuned up, if you will. PurityD.com. The supplies are limited, so you better hustle. That's PurityD.com.
Six new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Doug Vermeeren is here. We're talking about this film, How Thoughts Become Things. Who else did you put together or bring together to help you? Because there are a lot of people who have very strong feelings and thoughts, if you will, about this movement. And I think it is a movement. Thought movie.
It is, yeah. There was a movie that came out in 2006 called The Secret that really created a lot of questions. It was the beginning of a conversation. And so I felt like I needed to bring some of those people back to go deeper into what they kind of started. So we have people like, or we've got people in this film like Bob Proctor, John DeMartini, Joe Vitale, John Osroff, Marie Diamond, Dennis Waitley, who you remember from The Psychology of Winning as well,
yeah.
Bob Doyle, and several others. And so I hand-selected them, but the funny thing is the people that we selected the answers from went well beyond this. When I was 19, as you read in my bio, I started interviewing 400 of the world's top achievers. So certainly some of the things that I learned along the way from some of the top business leaders and entrepreneurs and things definitely found their way in here. In fact, there's even some of these people that are passed away that, you know, for example, one of the founders of FedEx was a mentor to me for a long time. And so a lot of their thoughts found their way into the film as well.
Yeah. Well, it's important for us to be expanding our mind right now when people are being bombarded, and we really are. We allow ourselves, it's all what we allow ourselves to do, but we're certainly being bombarded with negative messages, and you let those things get into your head, and you're going to get sick because they do. They create sickness. The mind-body, the mind-spirit-body connection, I think
is psychosomatic.
Yeah.
The crazy thing, just like what you're saying, too, is a lot of people think it's from our programming in the past, which is true, but we're also being programmed right now.
When you say programmed, Pat, you're talking about past live stuff.
Well, I'm talking about not only that, but even the stuff that we're accumulating right now as we interact with others or social media.
Well, what are authority figures, if you will, or influencers is what they're called. All right, number of other thoughts here as we pursue more on Your Hidden Power from Doug Vermeeren. I'm Doug Steffen.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moving back into this realm, Doug Vermeer, well-known author and now filmmaker. So, in terms of books, I think I'm looking at some of the you've adapted books. Have you for your movies? Have you ever written a book?
I've actually got about a dozen that are out. We're working on another one right now. Actually, I'm working on two right now with a publisher. One of the things that everybody wants to know is, how did you connect with all these top leaders? And also when I did the interviews with the 400 Achievers. So we've got a book that we're going to share how to really get connections at high levels, get past gatekeepers, and how, you know, when you meet these people, how do you engage them in such a way that they'll work with you? So that's a book that I've got coming out right now. And then one of the things I've been really blessed with is, as I have met with the top achievers, you know, they've really helped me to build systems in my life, if you will. They mentored me and taught me how to do this. And so as a 19-year-old, I was able to create a lot of wealth in my life, and still do. But as a 19-year-old, it was kind of unique, right? So I've got a book that's on that as well, some of the systems that I learned that people can use to grow their business and their personal life and everything else. So very exciting.
One of the things that you address here in the film is self-sabotage. Admittedly, a big problem in my life. You can help me get out of my self-sabotage business. I've tried any number of ways, and I'm better at it, but I still feel myself, you know, KOing things that are important to me.
Obviously, in the film, we get into more detail than we'll have time to together on the radio show. But I think one of the biggest things that most people lack is, first of all, an awareness that they're actually doing it. And when we have awareness, we can start to make new choices. And when we begin to see kind of how that's happening, some of the things that we recognize is, like, one of the biggest ones that keeps people from succeeding and that engages them in self-sabotage is a psychological principle called investment bias. In other words, we feel like we've got to pay our dues, or we've got to earn our way to success. We've got to qualify for it. And oftentimes we set the bar much higher than ever is necessary because of feelings of a lack of self-worthiness or a feeling that, again, we're just not, you know, we haven't done it. And so I think that that's a really common one for people, is to feel like they just are not enough. Yeah. And so when we become aware, we've got to recognize, where are those feelings coming from? Like, who's telling us that we're not enough, and what's given us that idea? And that
I know exactly where mine comes from. Shutting it off sometimes is hard to do. Last question has to do with, how can you prove that thoughts are things? So how do you bring science into this movie, How Thoughts Become Things?
We actually do talk quite a bit about neuroscience, and also, as you talked about earlier, this aspect of psychosomatic phenomenon where people have a thought and it automatically affects their health. I think there's enough science out there right now that demonstrates that the way that we habitually think and the way that we continually think even forms the neural pathways that we continually return to in our thoughts. I think some of the mysteries of, you know, where the question is people in science haven't yet really pinned down the idea around this quantum physics idea of our thoughts attracting things. Like, what's the energy around thoughts that actually brings things into reality? And I guess one of the things that we sort of share in the film is maybe a new perspective. Like I said earlier, I don't really believe that thoughts do create so much. They don't. I think that, yeah, all the things that you want already exist. It's that our thoughts put us on the same plane and in the same channel, if you will, of those things to manifest them.
Now, you want to think big. You want to build on what your true thoughts are and keep them as positive as possible. I think that's part of what you learn here. How Thoughts Become Things, the film by Douglas Vermeeren. Where do people find this, Doug?
Straight over to the website, How Thoughts Become Things, just the name of the film, How Thoughts Become Things, and a person can access it right there. We've actually decided, instead of releasing it in the theaters because of what's going on with COVID, to make it available to everyone immediately online, and you can get that worldwide.
All right, howthoughtsbecomethings.com. I think this is one of those evergreen movies, frankly, like The Secret has become, that you can pass it along. It'll have relevance today, tomorrow, and as far as you can think down the road. So, again, it's howthoughtsbecomethings.com. Thanks to the producer of the film, Douglas Vermeeren, for being here on Your Hidden Power.
6 new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After this weekend, painted in bright yellow letters outside the White House are the words defund the police, which is a rallying cry for a movement to combat police brutality and racism that has exploded across the nation. And President Donald Trump says that will not be happening in America.
We can't give up the finest law enforcement anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it. Few people, few countries have our record. And I'm talking about the positive record. So we're going to be discussing some ideas and some concepts and some things. But we won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities who want to try, but it's going to be very sad situation.
Attorney General William Barr has maintained a more hopeful rhetoric that police reform could be achieved without defunding the police. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Britain's Prince William has revealed he's been anonymously helping out on a crisis helpline during the coronavirus lockdown. The Duke of Cambridge worked with Shout 85258, an around-the-clock text messaging helpline developed by the Royal Foundation, was made public to mark Volunteers Week. Last month, he told fellow volunteers in a video call that was shared on social media, "I'm going to share a little secret with you guys, but I'm actually on the platform volunteering." William, who is second in line to the throne, is one of 2,000 volunteers who have been formally trained to help those in need. More than 300,000 text conversations have taken place between volunteers and people needing mental health support, with around 65% of those texting aged under 25. Food delivery companies are now pledging to protect their workers by offering legal support to those delivery people who are wrongly accused for making deliveries past curfew in New York City. The curfew, implemented to control protesters, is in effect every day from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until June 8th. But essential workers, which includes people who make food deliveries, are permitted to do their jobs during those hours, according to the office of Mayor Bill de Blasio. If they are stopped by the police, delivery people only need to identify themselves as essential workers. Online food ordering service Uber Eats is also committing to protecting all of its workers, pledging to offer them legal support if they're wrongly arrested for violating curfew. Remember, you can get updates anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Continuing on now on Your Hidden Power, Uri Geller joins us from his home in Old Jaffa, which is next to Tel Aviv in Israel. One of the things you said early on when you and I were talking, I'm sure you'll remember this, I asked you, and I think it was on the air, but who knows? Sometimes our conversations off the air boil into what we're doing on the air. I remember you said to me that during the summer months, there will be much unrest in America. Do you remember that conversation?
I absolutely remember that. Okay. I don't know whether I predicted the upheaval that is happening now in the United States, but I definitely, intuitively, I felt that something will happen.
All right. Well, something is happening, and this is it isn't necessarily about me patting you on the back for fulfillment of how good your psychic abilities are, but when you look around at the disruption, and at first it seemed it would be caused in part by the virus, I have a different theory. I believe all of the upset is being created by the communist Chinese. What do you think of that?
We spoke about the virus. I had this conspiracy theory, and you know, conspiracy theories don't mean that it's not true. Do you understand?
Of course,
exactly. It's a very far out theory that this virus was manufactured in the military laboratory outside Wuhan, intentionally released to the world, intentionally sent to Iran to arm their bacteriological warfare coffers. Somehow it got out of hand in the airport in Milan, where that individual, infected individual, changed the plane to Tehran. That's why the outbreak in Italy was so severe and in Iran so severe. And I think this is a thinking entity. Now, this is going into a bit of science fiction, but I really believe that the antennas that we see on the virus is manufactured in such a way that, you know, they can control this virus. Again, this is crazy, but today with quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement, if you master those two topics that I just mentioned, you can master a virus too. This is just incredible, but there is definitely, I mean, even as we speak, NSA, National Security Agency, and CIA, and other secret departments around the world are taking this notion seriously. And, this is not, well, maybe the virus is derived from a bat or a snake, but it was cultured and cultivated and created in a laboratory. Now, the unrest, maybe you are correct, and there is a connection. There is a connection here. It's too surrealistically coincidental. I mean, the synchronicity of this happening at the same time as the coronavirus is invading the world is just far out. And I think you agree with me, Doug.
I've been talking about this on the air, and that's why I laid it on you right now. The regular, the DJV program, I've not been reluctant at all to say that all of the problem, look at the political unrest that we have going on and the things in the political parties, the unrest about voting, all of these things are being engineered in a way that only the Chinese could do. They're behind all of this.
Well, let me reveal something else in the few seconds we still have, that the Chinese managed to also master superhumans with the ability to read anyone's mind. This is a fact that will happen probably in 2030, but they can do it now. They can master superhumans, I call them, to communicate just with our brains, and they could be now walking in America. It's a matter of time. It's a chip implanted inside your brain, and you're connected to a mothership of a supercomputer, artificial intelligence. This is, I know it sounds like I took it out of an Arthur C. Clarke movie, like 2001 Space Odyssey, but it is a possibility. We'll talk about this next week. God bless you all, and a big hug from me.
Check out Uri's museum, urigellermuseum.com. Fabulous new museum being built in Tel Aviv, urigellermuseum.com. So now let's spend some time talking just about you and what's going on in your life with your health. Are you getting what you want out of life? Do you feel good about yourself? Are you weighing a little more? Or is it a little more than a little more? Or does it just keep going up? No matter how you fight it, if you're so wrapped up in the COVID world and you're eating because you can't get out, well, let's see if we can do something about that. Let me see if I can help you. Or better yet, I can send you to a website that's full of ideas. People who want to help you have put this product together over 24 years ago. A couple of nurses came up with a formula that's now proven to be successful with 86% of the people that use it. Calitren is the product, Calitren. It is the international weight loss formula that's made here in America. No drugs, no stimulants, nothing artificial about it. It's made up of products that are proteins in your body that make your body work. So go to toploss.com, my friends. Look and see what you can see from not only the formula, so you'll relax when it comes to wanting to only do natural, healthy things. That's why I talk about it, because I'll only promote healthy, natural things. And then understand there's an 86% success rate, and go from there. Take it from there. Please, the unlimited possibilities of you losing weight, being healthy, feeling good about yourself. Toploss.com, code DJV. You can buy three, get three free in any multiple that you'd like. And you save because there's no shipping either. What a great American product. A great way to lose the weight, keep it off. Toploss.com, the website. Make sure you use the code DJV for the best bargain.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Six new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Continuing on now with Your Hidden Power, a quick listener note. You know, you can get our podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The most recent ones going all the way back from, I go back, let's say, 4 different podcasts. The 141 podcast, The Tricks About Intimate Conversations. There's a great, great resource there for having conversations with people that you love. Number 142, these are all aggregated, and they're all in order at yourhiddenpowershow.com. We present for you The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life in book form. It's really, I think you'll find that to be illuminating. I'm just giving you these little tidbits because I want you to know that they're there. They're self-help, and it doesn't cost you anything. You spend 25, 30 minutes listening to some of these things, you can be really inspired. Podcast 143 is a focus on your mind and what the last frontier is. You know, a lot of people say it's space, or they said it was the ocean. No, it is your mind. So that's the substance of 143. And 144, channeling tips for preventing the coronavirus, how that can become. It's very important that we do as well, as much as we can, especially with all the stress. And from that, I go to Mary O'Malley, who is our resident psychic. TheSpsychicScout.com is her website. I think because of the focus on the coronavirus, and maybe the focus on all the other crazy things that are going on right now, how do you, when somebody calls you and they're on the edge, how do you calm them down? Even before they have a session with you, what do you tell them on the phone, or if they've sent you a message? How do you, I know there's so much garbage that you have to listen to and help people through, but how do you get them calmed down so they'll focus on what you tell them?
Mostly people just need to be listened to, so I encourage them to talk. I listen, spirit listens, you know, quite often that's what they need more than anything, to get that out so that they can see what's important in front of them. There's so many things that we don't have any control over. So it's important to know what we do have control over and how to take care of ourselves through all of that. So that's, you know, that's basically just the same as you would do for a friend. You know, just listen and let them hear what they're actually saying.
All right. So how do you keep from, in certain circumstances, there are various problems that repeat themselves, or people come back to you with the same sort of problem, maybe a different problem, but the creation of it is the same thing. And one of the things that you and I have talked about is self-sabotage, how one can get through the problems that are created with thoughts. We were talking to a fellow who did a movie called How Thoughts Become Things. It isn't just your conscious mind, it's your subconscious mind, which sometimes people aren't even aware of, but yet your subconscious mind is feeding all kinds of stuff to your psyche, and that can manifest in self-sabotage, right?
Yes. And in fact, will manifest as self-sabotage. It's really sneaky. It's one of those insidious things that we don't even realize we may have some control over our thought process. But we need to become aware of the thoughts. You know, what are those unconscious thoughts? What are those unconscious beliefs? And you know, we do that. I do that a lot through hypnosis. And once people see that and they realize, oh, well, that's not really serving me, so I can make a new decision now. And I think that's really important, is for people to pull back and realize that their thought process, how they view the situation, probably has more control over how they react than what's happening outside of them that looks like it's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, I guess I'm thinking about the fear that's created by, again, the circumstances we find ourselves in, whether it's the virus or whether it's the violence that's taking place in our country now. And probably, am I fouling things up by saying this violence is probably not going to go away immediately? Is that because it's a thought and I'm expressing it? Am I dangerous to express a thought like that, which is kind of what I really believe?
Yeah, it's definitely a fear. And if enough people have that same fear, you will see it manifest. So if you have that fear, it's okay to, you know, you have the fear, that's fine. That's normal. We have these things.
Yeah.
But you might want to change your thought pattern when that comes up too. But if this could be easy and healing and done with as soon as possible, what would that look like? So it's just like you have the thought, but then you ask the question that changes the thought or changes the perspective. Does that mm-hmm. That's what I usually do.
Yeah.
If it wasn't like this, what would it look like?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of me answering that question, I let the universe show me the answer to that question.
And then you share it with a client that's looking for answers, because that's why they come to you. They're looking for answers for your present life, lifestyle, questions, wonderment, whatever it is. I recommend you go to Mary O'Malley. Mary's website is psychicscout.com. But this era that we're in, lots of questions. So get some answers. Help yourself out. Mary O'Malley is here with us every week on Your Hidden Power at psychicscout.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Continuing on now with a focus on astrology, one of my favorite people, and certainly one of my favorite subjects is astrology, how it plays into our lives. I have Laura Banks with me, who's an accomplished, I guess maybe that isn't, is that saying it's strong enough? An accomplished astrologer. She's actually an astrologer. I was thinking about you the other day as an actress because I was watching The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
And seeing you sitting there at the controls, it's hysterical, actually.
Yes.
It is really...
It's cold in space. Revenge is a dish served cold.
Really? I'll have to remember that. Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, as far as acting is concerned, she got lots of credits in that department, lots of credits. I don't think I ever asked you this. Did you train yourself or where did you go to learn to be such a great astrologer?
I'm a second-generation astrologer, so I was studying this when I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been in my background, and then I studied in California in a school out there, and I've done a little dabbling with Kepler College, which is a great school. But most of it is just through years and years and years of just understanding it and knowing it and reading it and doing it.
Well, it's like second nature, in a manner of speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So under the circumstances, when we look at, you have done some things, and if people get good readings, they go to stargalnetwork.com, or you can call Laura at 800-571-3978, and she can do for you what she's done for me. And I find it very helpful because I think astrology is such an important part of our lives. It's like every day there's a reason to know. And I know a lot of people look at their horoscope every day, and maybe there's a trend there. But having somebody you can depend on, like Laura, a couple of things she sent to me, for example, that are happening, because she knows me and my signs and all the stuff that goes into being able to make up a great reading.
Mm-hmm.
The doors would open, uncovering life's direction for me as of this week. So that's an exact, you've got something going that started now and will go on now for a couple of months. How do you take that, how does the individual like me take that information and use it? because I think sometimes I get frustrated because there's so much information that you can say, oh, yeah, that's true. But can you prepare for the immediate future by having some of this information?
It's a great question, Doug. Thank you for having me, as always. And it's so simple. There's a transit report. It gets printed out. You get the report. You put that in your calendar. July 15th, conflict at work. August 13th, good week to meet new romantic partner. I've done this in my own calendar, and it's stunning how they line up. You get a professional who knows where the planets are, and you make a note of it in your calendar. And you start, and I just anyone try that for 3 months with a transit report, and you will be shocked.
I look around and see what's happening around us. Like in your suggestion here, doors are opening more easily now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved in so many forest fires.
Oh my gosh!
And you know, business wise, and not so much personally, but business wise. Well, it is personal with me. And okay. You know, you look at the stuff going on the streets of major cities, and you wonder, how do I avoid getting involved in that or seeing it? Or, you know, I can talk about it, but I don't feel like I'm a part of it. You know what I mean?
It's breakdown, breakthrough, Doug. You're going through fires of transformation, and so is this planet right now, especially the United States of America. Mm-hmm. A few things at play I wanted to share quickly. You know, you've got Mars conjunct Neptune, so that's a lot of paranoia. So we're dealing with that right now. Venus is retrograde, but we have very good news. When I do a study this morning, which I did of the planets and what's going on and just the horrific times we live in, the beauty of it is that it's all for good and that it turns out to be a good thing. Right now, Mars is in Pisces with all of this violence, and that's a sign of understanding and peace and consciousness. So the consciousness is rising. Something will come from this like we've not seen before, and just because of the confluence of planets. June 27th, Mars does go into Aries, and that would be a time of more violence. Pisces is more of consciousness raising. I'm so glad Aries isn't there right now, but the point is that then that's its natural home. We'll see good stuff come from Mars in Aries in June 27th.
Ashes.
This whole thing isn't scary as people think. It really is June 1st.
No, but you see, the news media makes it that way.
Interesting. They do.
My friend Uri Geller, who's on with me frequently, as you are, predicts all of this stuff. And, good stuff comes. But he also says that the Chinese need to be held responsible because they're developing even more ways to stir the pot. Maybe we learn how to deal with them better out of all of this. Check out StarGalNetwork.com. And for an appointment with Laura Banks, 800-571-3978.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.